It's 107.7 The Bone, baby. Huey and Chasta here. Chasta, we're out here at the 2017 Aftershock Festival. What a day it's been, and we're here with someone you've been super excited to talk to.
Yes, I was so excited because we have Highly Suspect in the house.
Hello.
The band that literally, when I first heard you guys on the radio, I was like, who's this? Like, seriously, and that rarely happens. Because I'm kind of a music sob. So welcome.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah. How's it going so far?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, not bad. We just had shots at the bar.
And, oh, nice. Shots of what?
Kicking off our day, tequila.
Oh, you went tequila.
We didn't have wheatgrass.
At wheatgrass.
It was just
I've
regular
mixed
grass.
With your Jameson.
I've done a shot of grass.
Picked it up off the ground.
Yeah, he did a shot of grass with Green Day.
So I was playing in Trey Cool's golf tournament, and I, you know, that's my all-time favorite band. I see Trey at one of the holes. I go up to him, and there's like a range of different liquor bottles there. And he starts pouring everything into one glass, and then he's like, "Let me add a little extra." He picks grass off the ground, puts it in there, and he says, "Do it, drink it." And I'm like, I'm not going to say no to Trey Cool. So I drank it. It's on YouTube and everything, but it was like my career highlight. Just drinking a shot of just mixed alcohol from Trey
Cool. Not wheatgrass, like nasty grass.
It was like golf course grass. Everyone stepped on and everything, but totally worth it.
So Trey, if you're listening, he will do anything you
literally,
say.
Yeah.
Let's get inventive.
That is true, honestly. Yeah, no,
at least it was Trey Cool. Now I can pay for your cancer meds.
That's awesome.
Drink this grass! No!
20 years later.
I should have never drank the grass.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, how has everything been going? I know you guys have been busy with just, like, the whole festival circuit. Like, earlier this year, you guys were at Bottle Rock up in Napa. We caught you guys there. That was
yeah,
a lot of fun.
Right.
So, just, I guess, just curious, how is Aftershock compared to other festivals you've done so far? Definitely more of a metal crowd.
One. Well, yeah, it's definitely a metal crowd, but... they were very active. Like yeah. We threw cakes
the
and they
crowd.
Threw cakes back. It was yeah. It was a fun time.
When you play at other festivals, we won't name any names, but you know, more bougie festivals, people kind of get upset when Spike hits them with a cake. their outfit gets a little fucked up. You know?
Yeah, yes. they're not super happy about
these,
that.
These people like, were putting it on like war paint. I saw a guy like,
yeah.
I'm ready for Spike.
I lied out, right?
Bring it
on, Spike.
Crowd of people.
It's like Commando, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
but,
no
you
kidding.
Know, it's a metal crowd, but like Run the Jewels is here.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
You know
Tech 9.
Tech 9 was just here.
Was just
it's
here.
Awesome.
I know. It's a great mixture, I think, you know.
Anti-Flag. Fucking punk rock is shit.
Oh,
I know.
We just talked to Pat from Anti-Flag. Great conversation. He's such a cool dude. So who are you guys excited to see? Or do you go like after or even before your set? Do you go out and watch bands and stuff? Or do you just hang backstage and have shots
I mean,
of wheatgrass?
If we can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I rolled in and then had to play. But right after that, Eagles of Death Metal were on.
Right.
And then I ran back to the stage we played and saw my friends Gojira.
Yeah.
Nice.
Rode my BMX bike over to Eagles of Death Metal and did some
rode
tricks
on stage.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Damn it. We missed all the good stuff.
I know.
Stuff.
We're back here doing work.
Yeah. Eagles of Death Metal is probably one of our best friends.
They're amazing.
Yeah, I love those guys.
That sucks. We
so every chance
time.
We get to see them, every chance I get to see them, I'll see them because I fucking love their music.
And
yeah.
We hurt for days after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to stretch before you party with these.
Stretch it. Really?
Yeah.
Stretch it all
do some Warrior 1, Warrior 2.
Yeah. Do you do yoga before you go on stage?
No.
We've talked to Kirk Hammett, Metallica, and he's like a big yoga person, like does all the poses before he goes on stage. What's
yeah,
your on stage going on stage ritual?
I don't really have one.
No?
No, I mean, I'm sure.
I usually go 5 minutes. Where the fuck is Rich?
Yeah.
Like lounging in a chair. When do we go on? Spike's like
an hour. Now? 2 minutes ago.
Well, yeah, we were supposed to be on stage. We've got more laying around to do.
Yeah.
No, wait.
Very low key. So let's talk a little bit about your music. That's why you're here. So I mentioned, you know, that you guys stopped me in my tracks. My Name is Human is like one of my favorite songs ever because I think the lyrics are so super duper powerful. Can you talk about the writing process like for that specifically?
Well, that one's unique because we wrote the instrumental parts without any lyrics.
Okay.
And normally, because lyrics are so rhythmic.
Yeah.
And so the drums, I kind of have to have both
right.
together.
Right.
And I didn't. So we wrote the whole thing, and then and we were in Bogota, and we finished it. And then Johnny came in with the lyrics, and okay, sure. Like, that sounds awesome.
And
you know?
A star was born.
Yep. So there wasn't any changing or improving or... We were talking to... I don't remember what band it was earlier. They were talking about that everyone writes lyrics and then they vote
August
on...
August Burns
it
Red.
Was August Burns Red. They were saying all the members of the band write lyrics and then they vote on what they like best, which I thought was... Pretty interesting.
Pretty diplomatic.
It is, although it seems like it could cause fights.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Well, I mean, if we don't agree with something that Johnny writes, then we'll bring it up. But I mean, a lot of the stuff that he writes is personal.
Right.
Not gonna edit his song about his mom.
Right. Exactly. You know? Yeah. Yeah. How could you? I mean, what could you even say? Yeah.
But the writing process is different every time. I mean, there's like a standard go-to to like kick something off, but if you do every song the same. They're all going to sound the same.
Right, exactly.
And fuck that.
Amen. They have to organically come about.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, of course. So what's next for you guys? Are you heading into writing or
Yeah, we haven't stopped
mode?
Writing.
Never?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, just kind of...
It's a constant thing.
Yeah. We're just going to tour until like middle of December and then have some breaks for the holidays and then we'll write... In LA for like a month, and then we'll go overseas for a month, and then we'll come back for a month, and then we'll do festivals and just keep on going. We're not going to tour the States until the fall. We're going to do festivals.
Okay, gotcha. So, how is it, you know, tour life? Because you guys are constantly touring. Like, how do you deal with that energy wise? And
we just don't stop it.
You just didn't. The machine never stops.
We live together when we're not touring, all of us.
Do you really?
Yes.
You don't get tired of each other or getting fights and...
Well, yeah, but...
Just gotta hash it out.
That's what family's all about, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if you hate your brother, you just go to dad. Fix
so who's the dad
I'm
of saying, the
who's
band?
The dad of the family?
That would be me.
Is that Spike?
Okay.
War Daddy.
They call me War Daddy.
War Daddy for a reason. That's good. Man. I guess every band needs that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. So, I mean, for you guys, like... Is there a particular strategy why you want to do like festivals versus like doing a full blown tour of your own? Is there, I mean, any preference of why you want to do that versus just going out on the road on your own?
Because festival dates are spread out.
Okay.
And in between that, we can go back to LA and we can write new stuff.
Okay.
And work in the studio.
Gotcha.
Pretty much. I mean, if you're on tour, you're on tour. You know. 3 days on, 2 days off, 2 days on, day off, 3 days on. Like, it's constant, and you're living out of a suitcase. And we've been doing that for years. So we're going to... we did the last record really fast. I mean, we did the whole thing in, like, a couple of months in between tours. So we didn't stop, and it was fucking stressful, man. I mean, I swear to God, most of my white hairs on my head are from that.
Damn. Really?
So, yeah, I mean, like...
A few on his ass.
Have you seen them?
No, I check every night. When I tuck him in the bed.
He plucks them out.
You got a new one, Sonny.
Leave it, I like that one.
I mean, do you like that, though, as far as, you know, writing for X amount of time period, then going on a couple festival dates, coming back home? I mean, I guess for me, I see it as, oh, that's kind of cool. You can write something, maybe come back to it later and be like, oh, that's cool. I'll keep that. You can kind of check on yourself. Like, oh, that was cool. I'll keep that. I'll get rid of that. I mean, it seems like you have some breathing room, a little bit of a long-term writing process.
Yeah, but I think more than that, we just get fucking bored.
Yeah.
We play these songs every night, and, you know, sometimes people are discovering it for the first time, but we've been playing that song for 5 years.
I bet.
Right.
So as soon as we release something, it's new to us for a year, if that, and then, you know, we start to get bored with that. So we're just kind of writing for ourselves, like, to keep it
just
going.
Just to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta keep
inspired.
It fresh.
Fresh blood.
Yeah. What bands inspire you? Like, who do you guys rock out to? Either, like, long-time influences or current bands that you just love?
I mean, there's a few rock bands that are doing it for me. I love what Queens of Stone Age did, working with Mark Ronson.
Yeah, totally.
That album was great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was
Mark
pushing
Ronson
to
Mark really good. I fucking love that dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, it would come out more, like, danceable,
right,
you would say, you know?
It's, right.
Everybody's pretty different on the bus.
Yeah.
Music tastes are... Like, I listen to a lot of sad... Fucking whiskey drinking music. Lucero, Chuck
Mr.
Reagan,
Mike
Turner,
Mr.
Brian
Motion.
Adams.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I would not have pegged you for a Brian Adams fan.
I was just wearing a Ryan Adams shirt that says, I listen to Ryan Adams because I'm very emotional right now.
I love Ryan Adams.
Oh, I was just going to say, are you wearing a Third Eye Blind shirt?
Third Eye Blind? Oh, my God, dude.
This is the only tank top they
That's
have.
Amazing.
I did a tour with them years ago.
Did you?
Their merch guy just gave this to me.
That's freaking great.
Jimbo.
It is really unfortunate. The third member of our show is stuck on the train on his way here, and he's the biggest Third Eye Blind fan on the planet. Like, It's a thing.
Oh, they're a good band.
Yeah. Well,
would you send him a text and tell him he fucked up?
Oh, we're going to.
We'll take a photo. Yeah. And we'll send it to him. Be like, dude.
And he won't believe what
he missed. Because, you know, we like to have fun with him about his love for Third Eye Blind. Uh-huh. And so I think, yeah, now he can, like, even the odds out.
And we like to bring him here and, like, try to make him fit in, which is hilarious. So we're like, okay, wear something black.
We try to get him out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, and he just, he's definitely a fish out of water for sure. But you wearing a Third Eye Blind shirt would make him feel a lot more comfortable.
Oh, yeah. We love being the fish out of water.
Yeah. Well, we always love, this is our favorite question. We always love to end with it because it's the most powerful question. So are you familiar with the movie Almost Famous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. In the last frame of that film, the question is asked, what do you love about music?
That's a heavy question.
I know.
The pause is part of the answer. We get pretty dramatic pauses.
We're used to filling that pause
now. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you definitely don't want dead air.
You could be in radio with us.
Yeah, exactly.
I love music because it could pull you out of a funk or it could put you in one.
Yeah.
You know? It could just do anything you want for you.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like feeling like this, and then you just, like, put on some Ryan Adams, and you're feeling like that.
Yeah, it's true.
What do you every day of my life. in a word, everything.
There we go. Spike, in all of our years asking that question in a million bands, no one has ever given us that answer, which has always disappointed me. So thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for that.
Nicely done, Spikles.
I've seen it a few times.
Yeah, I know. It's
that
my favorite
awesome.
Movie.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
Thank you, guys.
Guys, listen, thank you so much. Good luck with the rest of the tour. And I look forward to next time coming to the Bay Area.
For sure.
Hell yeah.